A little aside here that yesterday, in case you missed it, we'll play a little bit of this in the next hour. But Mike Pence, former vice president, became the first vice president in 80 years or more to take on a former running mate. So there you go. So Mike Pence, and the reason I bring that to your attention is Mike Pence, more qualified than anybody in the Democrat field. You may not like him for a variety of reasons, and I understand if you do or you don't. I actually thought he was a pretty good vice president, pretty faithful to Donald Trump through, 99.9% of his presidency. One exception comes to mind. But he's still a better candidate than anything the Democrats have to offer. So back to where I was. For Joe Biden, the Democrats, it has risen to the point that the people that are actually running things in the West Wing have said it's time to cut him loose. We know that because they're letting him fall, babble, wander around, lost, and looking competent to everyone. So they gave the green light to push Biden out. But the question is how? Biden, as I mentioned, remains defiant and, yes, arrogant, to the point that you have to wonder if he will do as he's being told, and if that means being told to step aside, if he will do it or not. My guess is he will not, at least not for a while. And yet, the drums up memories of 1968. It does. When LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, in March told the world he was not going to continue, even if they wanted him to. Even if they wanted him to, he said he would not seek re-election. Listen to this.
I do not believe that I should devote an hour or a day of my time to any personal partisan causes or to any duties other than the awesome duties of this office, the presidency of your country. Accordingly, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Yeah, and that stunning announcement left the Democrats scrambling to pick up the pieces, which ultimately failed in epic fashion. Richard Nixon captured the White House that year. Ironically, 1968 was also the last year the Democrats assembled in Chicago for their convention, just like they will in 2024. And 1968 was not a time any of them would like to remember, with violence, rioting in the streets, police dragging away protesters. It went on for days. The situation in Chicago today is also a reflection of the Democrat Party, just like it was in 1968. Violence is out of control. In fact, it's worse today than it was then. The number of murders in the Windy City has already exceeded last year's record numbers, hundreds killed. Chicago has gone so far left, the city even tossed out its mayor in a recent election, but didn't do any better in the replacement they selected. In fact, many might say it's worse. Today, political activists screaming about climate change, transgender issues, capitalism, and a host of other far-left issues could easily turn the 2024 convention into something far worse than August of 1968. After all, the city, like so many others, has lost thousands of police officers, and the city's ability to respond to rioting and violence is greatly diminished. Why? Democrat policies. So what is the plan? What is the plan? The plan is to push President Biden out the door in the next 6 to 12 weeks. That's what I'm telling you. They're going to push him to the side in the next 6 to 12 weeks. Maybe not out the door, but onto the bench, allowing plenty of time for preferred candidates to get into a primary run. And trust me, Kamala Harris is not the answer the left is looking for either. She is not the preferred candidate. She has proven time and time again that she is not ready for the big stage at all, or even the kids' table on most days. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, her word salad nonsense never seems to end. Here's an example. Listen.
You need to get to go. I need to be able to get where you need to go.
The significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? During Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history.
And the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and... Anyhow, Kamala Harris is now discussing the passage of time. Have you ever looked at your hand, Kamala? And strangely, about the only way to extricate her from the race to replace Biden without alienating an already skittish black voter base for Democrats is to have her fail in a primary contest against other candidates. Otherwise, black voters may rebel more than they already have in recent weeks and in recent election cycles. Which brings me to the preferred ticket for the Democrats, which I believe is Governor Gavin Newsom of California, along with Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan as his running mate. However, it could just as easily be reversed with Whitmer on top of the ticket and Gavin Newsom as her running mate. Either way, it would give the Democrats a far stronger ticket than the soon-to-be 81-year-old gaffe machine and his clown car Veep, who have been given the green light to be broomed into the trash heap of history where they honestly belong. I believe the end of Biden as a candidate will happen, like I said, in the next 6 to 12 weeks, but who knows? Who knows? Could happen today. Could happen tomorrow. I mean, be careful on that bike ride, Mr. President. Don't get sandbagged trying to look vigorous. And be really, really careful climbing onto Air Force One. I mean, a lot can happen in just one day.
Oh, I know. Watch me.
Oh, we have, Mr. President. We have. And it's alarming. All right, good to have you here. By the way, putting together a little event coming up soon. A little live event where you'll be able to ask me anything. I'll get to that shortly. In the meantime, you can ask me anything at stevegruber.com. Go to stevegruber.com, read the articles that I write. John Solomon from Just the News, who, by the way, has some breaking news about the Joe Biden bribery allegations, just got up last night. Here's the headline. Joe Biden bribery allegations involve Ukraine, first raised with FBI in 2017, according to key investigators. These stories and more can be found at stevegruber.com. If you're enjoying the program, enjoy more at stevegruber.com and drop me a note. Tell me what's on your mind. How you feeling? Where you from? What do you think's going to happen? All right? I'll take a break and be right back.